The project began with an idea that was developed by the chair of council, by Colette Beau, and by another member of council, Alicia Jollies. And I think the two of them had had a fairly informal conversation about the fact that they remembered what it felt like to be a woman coming into QM, and that, you know, it might be interesting to sort of reflect on that. And then Colette had a, just had a sense, was there something we could do? And at this stage, it was before I was vice principal, I was the head of English and drama, but I knew her because she was, as a chairman of council, very involved and, you know, knows the academic staff and departments well and so on. And she sort of said to me, would I have a go at, you know, I was intrigued by what she was saying. We talked it through. We thought about what it could mean. And so I put together a group of people. So I thought, well, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to think about what we can do and why we're doing it. So we got together. I mean, the group has grown, but initially I contacted senior women, you know, like, I mean, and, you know, Ursula, who at that stage I didn't know at all well, but I just knew she was an interesting person around the place. And Fran, because she was doing the Centre for the Cell, and Lisa, and I asked Liz Maslin, because, you know, I knew she had the Westfield contacts and so on. And we just started talking about it. And it took about 6 months, I suppose, to decide that we wanted to do something, the broad contours of what we might do, the rationale for doing it, so that sort of, you know, underlying theme about, you know, the entry of women for the first time from their communities and what that meant and what that, you know, the complexity of that experience. Yeah. And then it sort of just began to translate into real things. And then we had to get some funding, so we got some from the college and some from the Westfield Trust, and here we are.